During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm a material witness on an aggravated battery with a handgun and I believe might be in retaliation to your testimony.
Broadcasting live from Los Angeles, it's the Gangster Chronicles, hosted by James McDonald, Reggie Wright Jr., and Alex Alonzo on the Digital Soapbox Network.
The Digital Soapbox Network.
What's up, everybody out there in Gangster Chronicle world? This is James McDonald coming at you, finally, about time. I've been waiting on this for a long time, with another show of the Gangster Chronicles. What number is this, Norm? I think number 51. Man, I got this guy we're going to bring on named JoJo out of Chicago. Man, let's get the show started. Glad to be back with Gangster Chronicles and my family. How y'all doing out there? Let's roll. I forgot to mention Alex and Reggie, and, you know, they can't be here and do this with us, but the show must go on. I've been waiting, sitting in this house due to the virus. Let's go to work, man. I'm ready. I'm ready still.
Oh, sure. I heard you say earlier you got you a ventilator. You got you one of them big old masks.
Oh man, I'm rocking a ventilator. I sound like Darth Vader, but man, I'm just ready. I'm just trying to be safe than sorry. You know, I truly, this shit right here is for real. A family member, but we'll talk about that in a minute. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good, James. How you feeling, man?
Oh man, I'm blessed so far. I mean, you know, just out here trying to stay away from everybody.
That's right. That's right. Stay out the way, man. We can't let that little virus, they trying to kill our wisdom, y'all. They trying to get rid of our wisdom, y'all. That's what they doing.
Yeah, yeah. Right, well, they can't do me.
Yeah, they trying to attack our elders so we can't get no gain from them. Because they know they ain't got nothing but a bunch of young and recklesses out here now.
Oh, man, they killing me with it out here.
Man.
They out here partying. They out here, you know, these cats out here doing drive-bys, and you supposed to be in the house. They doing, they in high-speed chases at 2 o'clock in the morning. What the fuck you doing outside in a high-speed chase?
I think was that Monday. I think we had like 73 degrees. It was like 27, 28 shootings and 7 deaths.
Damn. And you supposed to be in the house.
And you supposed to be in the house, exactly. You supposed to be social distancing. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy, man. It's like once we got introduced to that pistol, man, that was the real curse that the Europeans put on us, man. They introduced that pistol to the world.
Yeah, yeah, in a real way.
We can run from a knife. A dagger, you know what I'm saying, and the bow and arrows, we got a better chance with that from what you know, coming from the motherland, what we had, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, you know, to me, we all play a part. And you know, being a youngster coming up in those days, you know, you figure it's the way of the world. This is how you get down. And, you know, after being a victim of a drive-by shooting and all that shit, I thought it was the best. Man, fight fire with fire, should I say. And, right. You know, that just launched to something totally different. And, you know, back then we still had a respect kind of code, you know what I'm saying? You know, this is my purpose here. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't to, you know, shoot at little kids and all that other shit, but it's just like, it's way out of hand right now.
It's still, back then up until now, it's still a bunch of reacting without thinking. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And that's how innocent bystanders and kids got involved with stray bullets, because everybody was just out in the street enjoying the weather. And didn't nobody knew that we had an argument at the skating rink, an argument at the game room, you know what I'm saying? And then it followed back over to say, hey, I can't beat this guy because he's 6 feet tall and I'm 5'5", so now I'm gonna go get this gun, you know what I'm saying, and put in some work. And that's what kind of make me think like the brothers that had that Napoleon complex. Just leave people alone. If you got that complex and you feel like you can't fight a giant, what you barking up a giant tree for?
Well, a lot of cats out here today, and I listen to some of your videos, and you know, everybody want to be a gangster. Everybody want to be with the business, but everybody is not with the business. You know, and I got a saying, gangster by nature and not by choice. A lot of these dudes do it because they see it and they think that's the way to be. You know, it's sad to say that, you know, our women love hardcore cats. You know what I'm saying? So everybody feel they have to be on that page. But when the test come, if you ain't ready for that test point B, you can talk all the shit you want. But as soon as that cat, a real cat, get at your ass, you ain't ready for it.
Right.
You gonna fold. And when you fold, it's all over.
Exactly.
It's all over. So that's where they fuck up at. Everybody ain't with it like that.
Right. And they always said the good girls like bad guys. And for some odd reason, but that's the opposite attract.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
We know she a school girl. We know she green. We know that. This whatever we trying to stash and hide is safe in her house. You know what I'm saying? So it's a survival tactic for real.
Right, right. It's a weird choice, and we pick and choose, and we know who to fuck with and who not to fuck with. But you know, I was reading up on you and how you mediate the hip hop thing. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I wish you was there when Death Row. These cats, because you know, Suge Knight didn't listen.
And I was there. I used to talk to Suge plenty of times. Like we stayed in tune, or I was in there when he got shot in Miami. Yeah, so I always gave him advice too, man. You know, but once again, when you get the guys, it's a difference. If you're a guy from the street with millions, and then you got a guy in this industry with millions. It's still a battle because we still looking at it like it's a macho thing. You know, it's a testosterone thing. Like, why this guy even care to tell me to don't involve myself with certain things? You see what I'm saying? And that's because it's like, listen, you're going to be a fool with some money or you're going to be a genius with some money. Which one you choose to be?
Well, I can say you made a bad choice. You know, like I said earlier, you know, some people, and just the power, you know, some people don't know how to control that or know how to deal with that type of power, you know, over men. And you know, not growing up with that and not understanding the hardcore shit of it. And then once you get that power, you just run crazy with it. And I think that's what happens, you know. A lot of us don't know how to deal with it. Well, some cats, they can't deal with it because if I'm not like that and then I can pay my way to be this person, I'm rocking and rolling with it. But then right. at the end of the day, you have to keep that persona. You have to stay this cat. Now you're going to have predators getting at you, just trying to see what type of cat you really is.
Right.
And once you fold and lose that, then the game is over.
Exactly. The game is over. Because the word going to spread like wildfire.
So, it's a funky situation. But, you know, I watched and I listened. You know, you was talking to P. Noble. You did an interview with them. And
oh, yeah. Today my birthday, so I'm getting 1,000 calls and texts and everything.
Oh, man, happy birthday. Mine Friday on the 17th.
Oh, yeah. Team Aries, yeah. Man. Team Aries.
All the time. Yeah. So my whole family down there, Aries. My sister, 13th. My other sister, the 15th. My nephew, the 15th. My little cousin, the 6th. So we got a whole bunch of areas in our shit, and we all act alike.
That's how my neighborhood is. It was so many areas in the neighborhood, and from birth, it's kind of been like, man, what are we going to do for our day? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, and I was born on my father's birthday on the 10th today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So when I was born, I think my mama said it was like 50,000, 60,000 guys surrounding the hospital. And everything was like it was unheard of, you know.
Wow.
Because my old man, you know what I'm saying, was a street figure out here, you know. And so, you know, to have a son on his birthday, it just, you know, he his whole mob came with him.
That's right. That's a good thing. Said every year you got something to look forward to.
Yeah, exactly. Every year. So I was just telling my third child, second oldest son, I was telling him yesterday, I wish he could have met him. You know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
You know, for me, he was in the penitentiary in and out majority of my life. You know what I'm saying? But I never held that against him. You know how some kids hold stuff against their parents. But for some odd reason, like I was explaining to my son, I never was able to get upset with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was kind of like I understood that if something is done wrong and the police come, you go away. You know, it was like in our mind, like that's what you knew to see.
Right. Well, unlike a lot of people, you know, like our fathers, well, you know, my father wouldn't shit, so I really ain't got too much good shit to say about that cat. But, you know, like my uncles and with kids and, you know, the 70s and the 80s took us away from our kids. You know what I'm saying? It sent us to the penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? Getting into the drug game, you know, hustling, just doing a little bit of everything. You know what I'm saying? So that took away from, you know, the household. You know, so like myself, my mom's had to raise 5. You know what I'm saying? And the good thing about that was my mom's never spoke bad about Pops, regardless of what he was doing or what type of character he was. The majority of women, fuck your daddy ain't shit. So you grow up believing this, and then you have resentment for Pops, and this is what's going on through all our households. With young black men growing up, mama don't make it no better talking about the daddy. Daddy don't make it no better talking about moms. So, right. I mean, you know, it's a no-win situation, you know, unless you got that strong black woman telling you your daddy was just going through and trying to find himself. 9 times out of 10, daddy don't find himself nowhere but in the penitentiary. And,
right.
You know, that's what fucks us up. But I'm like this. I'm one of those cats that you could say, if I know what I knew then, I would have been a better person. I wouldn't have been involved in doing half of the shit I was doing, but here I am. why blame anybody for my shortcomings? Once I turn 16, 15, I'm at the point where I should know better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I should know if I want to get in this car and go do this. I should know why do I want to hurt this person? This cat ain't did shit to me. But it was just in me because of my upbringing. And I chose to use that as a excuse to say, I got a right to do this. I can do this just because, you know what I'm saying? Because this happened to me, or this is the way I grew up. So let me inflict my animosity, my pain on this other cat. So, you know, and it caused a lot of problems, you know, going to jail, going to the penitentiary. I had a strong support system, my sisters and all them, you know, helping with my kids, but I wasn't there for them. I wasn't there for them. And I got two boys, which, man, I'm glad to say turned out good. You know, they both went to college. My daughter is doing 3 years right now because she more like her mom and dad, you know, on that I don't give a fuck type of shit. She don't want to hear nothing. Mm-hmm. So it sent her to the penitentiary. In a sense, I feel like I'm to blame because I shouldn't have let her go back into the environment with her moms, because her mama been to the penitentiary. And I let her go back. I raised her for 7 years when her mother went to prison for the second time. And I should have kept her from that, but I didn't. So, you know, she wanted to see her mama and go home when her mama got out of prison. I made her give me a year. She got her shit together, you know, start driving trucks. She in the church, the whole nine. But as soon as I took that leash off of her, she went and got pregnant. She started gang banging. You know, her mama was a known female in the neighborhood, let's say with the business. Mm-hmm. So they accepted her with open arms, with no questions asked. And, you know, I tried to figure out, you know, what could I have did different? Maybe she'd have listened to somebody else.
But then not so much of that, because I've been down that same road. My baby mama done 11 years in the feds, you know what I'm saying? So my two daughters, by her, you feel me? You know, it was a collective whole to, you know what I'm saying, with all my children, that she was the mother figure to all, you know what I'm saying?
So right.
When that situation happened, you know, I basically had all the kids like toy soldiers, you know what I'm saying? Yes, sir, no, sir, you know, drill sergeant. But it's like when she came home, she felt like that time that was missed, she had to kind of be a friend instead of the parent. Like I tell her, listen, when you come out here, don't get soft because you missed that time. They really didn't miss nothing because I made sure they made every visit, every phone call, pictures. You see what I'm saying? So
right.
Don't. I know you in your mind feel like you left them and away from them, but in reality, you really wasn't, because they called right. Every visit. Whether they ship you, wherever they were shipping you, I'm flying them and making sure they get there. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So at the end of the day, I knew that the kids would play off of that. You know what I'm saying? That she was trying to make up for lost time. And, you know, the kids, they gonna play them games. You see what I'm saying? Right. So the majority of the time of me having to discipline my children was because of how they was trying to play her, and they knew better. You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
So here I am laying there trying to protect her from being misused by them. She get mad at me. You see what I'm saying? So it turns into, okay, well, when they run you up the wall, don't call me about nothing. I don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? So, because I told you, hit the ground running, keep your foot smashing on the gas like you never left. You know what I'm saying? Be the mother. Don't try to be the friend and the sister. You know what I'm saying?
That's the problem today.
Yeah. So, I'm proud of all of them. You know what I'm saying? I sit back and I have to look at myself as to say, it's girls that's on this internet they twerking and they going naked, you know what I'm saying, and all that. So I'm blessed to where my daughters have enough respect for me to don't do that. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like
right.
I'm gonna go through the phase of the different hair colors and the eyelashes and all that. You know what I'm saying? Or even the tight clothing, but it's kind of like, at least I'm not seeing what I see on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's soft porn, basically. You know what I'm saying? And I always be mindful that those are somebody's daughters. So what happens by me having daughters, my father instinct kicks in at all times. Even if I'm on these little guys, Tory Lanez and them Page, and they making the girls twerk and pour milk all on their body and all that, and they doing this in front of 300,000 people. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of times that when them girls get on there, you know, we typing in the comment, hold on, bro, she got to show ID. How old is she? She look too young. You know, you doing this. You see what I'm saying? It's weird. And then, you know, when you do have daughters, you have to be mindful of their friends that's from school and things like that, because them younger girls, they know how they friends looks up to their fathers. So I have to be a stronger guy. You see what I'm saying? To where right. when them girls hitting on me or whatever and say, no, you my daughter age, or you my daughter friend. So you have to be a strong individual, because a lot of these young girls look like they full grown women. You know what I'm saying? I mean, even from, I'm saying 18 up to 25, but you still got to say, so what would help me, if my oldest is 28, I'm going to look for something 35 and up. You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm not going to play around in their field, you know? So I show them respect and they show it in return. So that's just basically how it goes. You got to give respect to get it.
That's right. Yeah, man, I mean, it's a struggle, you know what I'm saying, trying to raise them, especially when they're grown and they think they know everything. You know, my daughter say, I mean, that's how you was, that's how my mama was, you know, how do I react to that, you know what I'm saying?
By saying you be better than what we were, show a difference, somebody got to show a difference. That was like for me, I had my son, the third child I'm telling you about. He graduated college. You see what I'm saying? So besides my aunt, I think my mother's youngest sister, she graduated college. So she was about the only person that I personally knew that graduated college or stayed in school the long. She kept switching up what you call, like, professions. She kept switching them up. So she just forever stayed in school this month. You know, so besides that, it's like my parents saying, okay, when you get 16 or you get your permit, we're going to buy you a car. You know, the stuff that they was telling me when I was 10 years old, you see what I'm saying? But by the time I'm 13, I got $1 million in counting. By the time I'm 15, I got 3 kids. So I'm doing all this on my own. Nobody was able to take care of me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm in the street. You know what I'm saying? 13, 14, we fighting gang-related murders. You know what I'm saying? The crew stood solid. You know, you come from up under situations. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And one, you know, take the case and they run it concurrent. So all I knew is how to stay solid in them situations and know that don't fall back victim to them situations as well.
Right.
You know? And, you know, just that whole life of how reckless we was. Like, I just reflect on a lot of things. Like, we'll catch a guy and they got their mother with them going into the grocery store, but because he got his hat to the opposite side of what we wear, we whooping his ass in front of his mama. And that's not nothing to be proud of to this day, you know. But it's like, why would you put your mother in harm's way? You see what I'm saying? Going to the store with her with your hat to the left, or you know what I'm saying, or to the opposite. Why would you do that? So that alone made a lot of disconnect with parents as well, because it's like, listen, you had to come clean with your parents. Like, look, mama, I can't just be going to no any store with you. You know what I'm saying? My oppositions is over there. What you mean opposition? So, of course, she grew up in it too, so she know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was like, Man, the life we really had to live, man, I'm grateful to see another year today, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So
during the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected. Whether you're at home or on the go, you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. Connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G4U.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
So right, I mean, we had the same thing, but we had what you call, we gave people a pass. You with your mama and your kids, I'm not going to shoot you. I mean, I might hurt your kid, you know. And you know, during my gangbanging days, gangbanging was the only thing I focused on. I'm not going to snatch your purse. I'm not going to go do this robbery and do this other bullshit. My purpose was gangbanging and inflicting as much pain as I could on anything and anybody that opposed me. You know what I'm saying? So it was a big difference trying to hurt somebody that was with their parents or their kids.
Difference from us, we had a cold babies on up. That's how reckless we was. We didn't care about nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that literally was what we was known for. You know, we was the enforcers of this city. You know what I'm saying? Right. So any calls from the mob or whatever, we had to carry them moves out. So it wasn't no turning yellow. You know, that was a thing we used to say, boy, we better not catch you turning yellow. We going to leave you there. You know what I'm saying? Which it meant for the light, red, green, and yellow. You know, if you hesitant, we going to leave you there because we know you ain't about this life. So a lot of times you had to witness people that you came up with get left on the scene of a situation because you know what I'm saying? You know, it's always, if you running in a pack, it's always, if it's 10 in that pack, it's 4 of y'all going to be on the same page. And then it's going to be 6 that's iffy. So in them situations, once them 4 look at each other and give each other that eye, that 6 might have to stay there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you dealing with a lot of stuff like that, bro, for so many years and time, it takes a toll on you. So whenever you're able to, like for me, like, you know, we go to the tattoos. My whole back is a mural. And it ain't, it's complete, but it ain't complete with loved ones. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, for me, I knew about implying all the pressure and the pain. We never did reciprocate it until later on. So the pain we felt when we lost our one member, you see what I'm saying? allowed me to know that all them other families felt. You see what I'm saying? So this is when your conscience start kicking in. When you become conscious and you got to think, like in my neighborhood, it's the Nation of Islam. You know what I'm saying? Elijah Muhammad Mosque is in my neighborhood. So, you know what I'm saying? So we had the brothers to look up to as well, you know, and it was like being raised on both sides of the street, the conscious side of things and then the negative side of things. So I knew right from wrong, but I know every time I go outside that door, it is what it is.
Exactly.
It wasn't no promise on coming back in here. So it was times where the Nation, one of our partners had done something, but they kidnapped them, you know what I'm saying? The brothers had kidnapped them and took them in the mosque, you know what I'm saying? And we had to tool up and run in there and get them. You see what I'm saying?
So right.
At the end of the day, we running in there with these tools. And just a few years ago, you know, I just really apologized to Minister Farrakhan for my actions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And he acknowledged that and gave me all the love and guidance and coverage that it was, because he understood that my pact with my brothers. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
So I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, that took a lot of weight off me, because, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely a martyr in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So for him to always embrace me and me coming up with his children and grandchildren and stuff like that, and sending buses to my projects, you know what I'm saying? It was like every Sunday he'll send buses to my projects, because the Nation would throw parties. You know what I'm saying? And if you come to the mosque to hear the lecture, when you the next Friday or Saturday when the party, you get a ticket, so you get in free.
Right.
So that was my way to get 1,300 or more people to get on this bus, come to the
during the summertime when the weather gets hot. I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family, or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So, connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet, and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You couldn't have used it.
I was able to do that, you know. I was able to do that. So I just made myself try to even up and not have a testosterone battle with every brother that I come across and not get involved with the tough man's contest. How the minister would do it was would make it to where it's that we come to the mosque to hear his lecture, you know, and then the brothers would give us tickets, you know what I'm saying, to come to a party that the nation was involved in, you know what I'm saying? So he would send buses to the projects to transport us back. So what was happening, I was in the projects on the west side of Chicago in the village, but the buses would bring us to the east side of Chicago on Stony Island, which was my neighborhood. So that basically was like a ride for me from one side of the town to the next, because now I can go to school the next morning. You see what I'm saying? It's grammar school time. But that gave us the preteens, that gave something for the preteens to do, which is why so much crime is going on now. The preteens don't have nothing to do. They families don't have no money. They can't, the YMCAs is no longer, you know what I'm saying? Or the prices was too high for a YMCA. So what you think the kids gonna do? They gonna roam the streets.
You know, I had the run-ins with the mosque we had in Compton. You know, we went to that motherfucker and, you know, they get us from the park, tell us to come listen and listen to the word. And we go in there and we listen. And I'm gangbanging. I'm affiliated. I'm with it. So we get up and we hop in our cars, go up there. And it was a question I wanted to ask because they was talking about the blue-eyed devil. Well, if you're preaching this, how is you preaching about the blue-eyed devil and yada, yada? We biased to color, race, or whatever. And he told me to be quiet. We ask the questions at the end or whatever. You can't ask that. You just listen to the word. And I was like, you know, fuck this shit. Let me get up and go. So my whole crew got up and left with me. So they came out and said it was like a sign of disrespect. I turned around, bounced, gave up the fuck you sign, and just we left. When we went back to the park, we knew, well, I knew that it was, that was the wrong way to, you know, do it. You know, them brothers on a totally different page than us, and I was out of line. So maybe a week, 2 weeks went by. I went back up there myself because I didn't want the homies to go up there with the homies and they see me apologizing to people. So I went up there and apologized on my own. And it was good from there. My cousins, the Frasers, are Muslims. So I felt like I was disrespecting them too. So it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Hey, JoJo, I wanted to ask you, I know that you talked about it because, you know, out west, we had what you would call sets back in the shire, you know, called mob. You know, the mob. And you was talking about brothers wearing their hats a certain way. Could you touch on some of the rules, some of the do's and don'ts when you rolling through Chicago?
Well, you know, well, each area, each side basically had a strong force, whether it was GDs, Vice Lords, Black Peace Stones. So when you think of the South Side, that was basically predominantly Black Peace Stones and Gangster Disciples, Black Disciples. You know what I'm saying? The West Side was predominantly Vice Lords. You know what I'm saying? Because they had a few different branches of Vice Lords, and you had the Black Gangsters. So what you wind up having in the beginning was Black Gangster Disciples, you know what I'm saying, under the 6-point star. And then you had the Black Peace Stones under the 5-point star, and you had Vice Lords under the 5-point star with a cane and a hat. You know, different branches in a bunny. You know what I'm saying? The bunny rabbit was one of the, basically what you would say, a logo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So even though we had colors as well, blue and black, they was red and black. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't solidify ourselves just off the color. You know what I'm saying? How they would do in L.A. You know, you were red or you was blue. So for us, we had the Latin Kings. So when you see that gold and black, you seen the gold and black, you know you had the Latin Kings. So anywhere where we would go, it'll be a variety of every mob. You know what I'm saying? So and get to the point where you know it was going to be some beef and some problems, so you either stay in your neighborhood or where y'all predominantly at, because you don't want to put nobody in harm's way. You know what I'm saying? But you always got the Billy badasses like us that would go to the opposition parties. That was the crazy shit we would do. We was like a death wish. You know what I'm saying? Soon as we go in the skating rink that we knew predominantly was all black P-Stones and Vice Lords, called the rink. If you know anybody in Chicago, ask them about the rink on 87th Street. That was like walking. That was like a Crip walking in the jungle. That was like a Crip walking in Mob Piru. You see what I'm saying? Which, of course, everybody was amongst each other. But I'm saying in one of their party. If James having a party, you know it's going to be all Mob Piru in the party. You see what I'm saying? But right. We would be the dudes from Corner Pocket or something, and we gonna come in James' party. That's how we was. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I just think of all that, bro. So today, to even be enjoying a birthday and coming through this coronavirus and everything that's going on, it's like I'm forced to kind of help these younger guys, because I know for a fact they dealing with their own issues and pains, but I don't want them to be just like me. I want them to be better than me. And that's what I want them to understand. It's like, I'm not having no macho man conversation with them. When they telling me they shot something over there, I'm telling them like, man, that should be your last time shooting, man. And they looking at me like, you who we want to be? Like, what you mean? So what I do is say, if I'm one of the ones who you would want to be like, be like me from right now.
Right.
Be like me from the last 10 years. Be like me. So what you been seeing me doing? Oh, man, you traveling the world. I ain't got no money to do that. You know why you don't got the money to do that? Because you shooting. You using your money on bullets and guns. I'm using mine on airplane tickets. You see what I'm saying?
Right. So
it's not that you can't do it. It's what you choosing to do. So I come through to a lot of guys. You know what I'm saying? And then you just, once again, that testosterone, bro, you're going to always have some that want to buck against the system. They want to buck against the system.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that your lifestyle in your previous days coming up as a youngster and they growing up and seeing how you get down, it plays a part in what they want to be, like you're saying? Now, these cats don't see another way. These youngsters don't see another way. They want to be like the big homie, mm-hmm. how the big homie did his thing. And you know, what do you tell them? You know, I got 5, 10, I got so many nephews. The only thing I can say, you can never be us. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I guess I'm asking the question with a question. But, I mean, what do you tell them? You know,
you basically tell them from your experience. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be, you know, do you want to be like one of our cousins that we lost? Do you want to be like my brother, that's doing 26 years, that's doing 50 years, that's doing life? You want to be like any one of your other three uncles that you see right. calling every 5 minutes, wanting us to put money on their books and come visit them and send them letters, and they ain't getting no sex from no woman? Dude, that's what you want to do? Because what you're doing now is what got them in that situation. So you just give them the examples of what they're doing, and you know somebody that's in a situation from those actions. You see what I'm saying? Now,
do you give up on them because they don't listen? They don't want to hear that.
No, so I never give up. But like I tell them, I never give up. But like I tell them, don't break my heart. You know, if you know I was a heartless dude and I'm telling you don't break my heart, you know I mean it. It's sincere. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I would take their phone calls. A lot of times I would come to their, if they doing music, the video shoots. But if y'all are in war with somebody, it's a fool of me to come post up on the block with y'all in this wartime. You see what I'm saying? Unless I'm involved myself in that war with y'all.
Right, right.
So my thing is, listen, because a lot of them don't know this, James. Like, y'all shooting at each other, but what you didn't know your great-grandmother and his great-grandmama and sisters.
Right. Right.
So now so y'all done killed this kid over here, but you didn't know. But on your father's side, that's your first cousin.
Right.
So now how do you feel? You can't love your cousin on your mama's side more than you do on your daddy's side. You see what I'm saying? Which some do. We all have done that, played the favoritism.
Right.
Which what hurts us in our culture, even starting back from the beginning of time. Once separatism got introduced to our culture, everything been downhill ever since.
I try to look forward, and now my whole thing is wanting to give back and want to try to figure out a way to stop the shit that I did. And I felt, you know, with all the nephews trying to be gangbangers, you know, I tell my nephews, we didn't grow up with red hair and wearing a pair of pants with a bunch of zippers on them. This is not gangbanging. Gangbanging is being active, doing what gangbangers do. You can't be a college student and then gangbang. It's either or. You right. know what I'm saying? When I grew up, it was fuck a job. This my job right here, being on the block posted with a pistol on my side. Mm-hmm. My job was to go out there and do what I do, and every day was a war for me. And I had to understand, this is, you can't be a half-ass gang member. But
Now let me tell you how, when they start commercializing gangbanging, right? When they start letting guys do Pepsi commercials and they crip walking and shit in the Pepsi commercials, we over here, we mad as a motherfucker, because it's like, y'all playing with this shit? You see what I'm saying? Like, right. this ain't no joke. Like, we lost people. You know, this our culture. You know what I'm saying? And you're not going to make no mockery out of it, which in some eyes will say, hey, man, they opening up the gate to give y'all something different to do. But at the time when we first saw it, it was like, damn. So it was a lot of phone calls from the Chi to L.A. to our relatives and saying, man, how y'all letting this shit go down like that? You know, all of a sudden, a rapper want to get on and say he banging because where he from, he don't got no rivals. So how you banging?
Right, right.
That's being you in this for protection. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm coming from Chicago and then I come to L.A. and now I'm just, I want to be super GD. But if I'm in L.A. and don't run into no Vice Lords or no Blackstones, you see what I'm saying? I'm just skating. I'm just, you feel me?
Right, right, right.
So now it's like, that's not fair to the culture. You know what I'm saying? Up banging. You feel me? So
well, for us, I mean, we play a big part of that though, because we allow and we accept a lot of shit that's being put out here today. We accept the advertisement of what we are. We not paying attention that a lot of us lost our lives behind this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I got so many homeboys in the grave today behind gangbanging than you do just dying on GP. Mm-hmm. You know, natural causes or whatever the case might be. But, you know, we accept all this shit. We accept it. So, like I say, then I wouldn't say we the blame. Now I say partial blame. The majority of the blame is on us, because we not trying to rectify nothing that was really going on, that's going on today, especially with the rappers that's coming in and claiming a set. And we allow them to come in and rep the neighborhood because of money. Right. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I had a situation, and I said I never mentioned Pac in any of my conversations again. But we had the homies accepting him to be from the hood. My whole thing is, you can't be from the hood because you ain't spilled no blood. You ain't did this. You ain't did that. And you know, people don't understand where I'm coming from when I say that. You know what I'm saying? We lost a lot of homies. Now we got homies putting pictures of their Tupac on their arm, their chest, their back, the whole nine. You don't know him like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? You didn't. It's a total different thing growing up in a situation than coming into a situation. You know what I'm saying? And just saying you, this is you.
And especially if you're an athlete or entertainer. The guys when
you don't have to be. Right. You don't have to get down like that.
The guys in the street would love to trade places. You see what I'm saying?
Me it's too. Like,
you mean to tell me I can get on stage for 45 minutes to an hour and I get paid $50,000, $60,000, $15,000, but, or I'm going to stand over in this neighborhood and try to make $15,000 a month, you know what I'm saying, hustling in the alley, which I can probably get shot, robbed, or go to jail. So that be the thing that a lot of guys in them situations get upset about, but because it's like, man, why you trying to deter us from trying to be where you came from? You see what I'm saying?
Right, right.
And it's like, bro, because it was by choice. It was in me, it wasn't on me. You know what I'm saying? That's right. What was going on. You know what I'm saying? Even though it was a choice for all of us back then. But once again, you tired of going to school, walking through three different gangs. You see what I'm saying? And each one of them 10, 15 deep trying to jump on you. So
right.
In my case, if you didn't come from a big family, you know what I'm saying, and y'all going to school deep, nine brothers and sisters, then you was cool. You see what I'm saying? Because it kind of was a matchmaker, and the fight was going to be a little more intense because, you know, you can't go back home and tell mama you ran. You see what exactly. I'm saying? So when you come in here, so that's where a lot of my rep came from when I always say I bullied the bully. You know what I'm saying? When my mama didn't move into all these different projects, I want to know who the bully was. I'm going to go straight to him and let him know this ain't that, homie. You know what I'm saying? So we going to bite, we fight, we going to shoot it out, however we had to do it, but you're not going to violate me in no kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's how I came up. You know, I don't know how everybody else's story different. Like I say, I ain't into the gang-banging wrestling match and who the toughest gangster. Because, you know what I'm saying, of course, a lot of them say the toughest gangsters is dead in jail for life. You know what I'm saying? So, at the end of the day, I'm cool with being a preventer. I love to be a preventer. I want to prevent it all. You want to I have no problem.
And it made you money. I mean, that was the shocking part to me. Because, once again, if I know what I know now, I'd have been doing that a long time ago. Especially dealing and being around Suge, bringing him to the hood. I would have implemented all kind of shit. I would have been a little more forceful on getting my money if I was thinking like that. I wasn't thinking like that. I know you. I'm going to fuck with you. You done sold me this dream that we all going to have it. Let's rock and roll. And I went with that.
Because had you known, you know what I'm saying, had you known, it could have been like a Harry O situation. You see what I'm saying? I got this young brother, Suge, got a record company. He needs some consulting. You know what I'm saying? Because you the OG to him, James.
Yes.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, he's looking for your guidance. But a lot of times what happens when them guys get the money, and if you don't have the same type of money as them, they feel like they don't got to listen to you. And that's what's going on today. If you ain't having no money or getting no money, it's like what I'm listening to you for. So, you got to listen to these raps. And they ignorant to a lot of things. That's why they keep bumping their head. You know what I'm saying? So in your case, if you would have laid there and had a consulting company, a management company, you would probably, knowing you, you probably would still have 100, 200 million right now. Well, you see what I'm saying?
And that's the thing because, you know, we did a lot of shit, you know, walking into Ruthless Records and, you know, demanding, you know, just doing us. Which, you know, if you got a check, then I think we should have been compensated for that situation, for the next situation. Everything should have been dealt with like that. But my whole thing was looking at it. Here I am, never had a paycheck such as the ones I was getting at the beginning. You know, all that different exposure, going out of town and all of this. You know, I'm fresh out of prison and I'm in North Carolina, you know, just I'm out of Compton and I was just loving it. And when I saw the big picture, everybody else was sold already on the dream that I was sold on at the beginning. Now they stuck, and we can't get out of this situation. But you know, it was just so much money that went past us. Everybody else was getting it. So the way you did it was like, man, I mean, I'm getting paid off of being smart and fixing situations and making sure motherfuckers get what they get, getting that jewelry back, the whole nine. Like you said, if that chain costs $50,000, let me get 10% of that for getting it back to you. I didn't do that with him. You know what I'm saying? Our whole thing was whoop that ass, be done with it, and say, fuck it.
But that's you know what? That's why I'm glad you came and said, you know what? You made your bones with him. You sent him put something on his books because you understood. See, that's a grown man. Like, when I watched that when you was like, you sent him something on his books. You told him thank you for the opportunity because that in reality, it wasn't his fault that James didn't have his security company, his consulting company, his management company. It wasn't his fault. I put you right in the loop. You in the loop with me. You my OG. You my big homie. So if you would have had a club and said, hey, bring all the Death Row artists through the club, you see what I'm saying? So it's just like, but like you said, you was an enforcer. So by you being an enforcer, all you thought was enforcing.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of brothers that get caught up in that. You know what I'm saying? We all got caught up in just being an enforcer, but I always knew I wanted to multitask. You know what I'm saying? Because I knew that at any given day, this going to run out over here. Being this enforcer going to run out.
Right. You know? Which it did.
It was a little difference from us, for me, because here we are going at it with the police department. You feel me? Like, our situations was different. It wasn't too much of, like, dudes in the street knew how he was rocking. You know what I'm saying? But we worrying about if we saying it's a peace treaty or we going to deal with our own members, then the police will put on masks, a hood, or a different color hat and come through the neighborhood and be the one shooting until we was finding that out.
Right.
So
right.
this been going on since J. Edgar Hoover. You know what I'm saying? You got to think.
Same with us.
Look at the guys before us. You know what I'm saying? You had the Black Panthers, and then you had Jeff Fort. You had Fred Hampton. You got to think, Fred Hampton was 21 years old when they assassinated him. You got to think, Jeff Fort was 19 years old and made the United States government give him $1 million.
Right.
So people got to realize we was on a whole different ball game. I come from a whole different cloth. My cloth, they don't make it no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like anybody that I'm going to say I'm looking up to is Larry Hoover and Jeff Fort. We see where they at. Larry got more life sentences than a Unabomber. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, for him to change is to make it growth and development and make us aware that, look, we are not our enemy, bro. Like, that Willie Lynch theory got to get up out of here. We got to get that Willie Lynch theory outside of our culture.
You don't think that play a part in our culture today? If they keep us separated, just like you said, and it was the same thing in our neighborhood, when none of the gangs was at war and everything was at peace, no shootings and all that, here you got the police coming in and telling us, oh, your homie got killed, woo, 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 such and such did it. The first thing we on our mind is to go retaliate, opposed to getting at the G-Cats over there and saying, why did y'all do this? And they gonna tell us right offhand that that wasn't us. But the police then came and kept this war going.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So the Willie Lynch thing, William Lynch thing, now ain't that's the same thing we're doing today. Divide and conquer amongst mm-hmm. each other. This is what we are doing. This is what hurt us today. We divide and conquer. We don't want to see each other come up. If I see you get it, envy and all of this other shit, and here we are killing each other for this bag that I done worked my ass off for. I done sold drugs 5 years straight, ain't got caught. They know I got money at home. It's the homie that's gonna come in and try to rob you. Not a stranger. It's we beating up and killing ourselves.
And to speak on that, right? I have wanted to mention, because like being in the group homes as a kid, you know, they taught us how to make jewelry. So I always express to any young brother or sister that's watching to never set up a brother or set up a sister to get hurt over some jewelry, because it's nothing but wax.
Exactly.
It's literally a candle, the same candle you burn to give you some light in your house if your electricity is off. That's what it is. It's wax. And then they add the minerals on it. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's like, you're going to take this person's life for this candle. So you know what I'm saying, James? So I make sure that when you see these guys, and then a lot of these guys is wearing Morsonites. They wear cubic zirconia. So at the end of the day, none of us is gemologists. So you don't know you don't even know what you wearing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I was able to go to the south of the motherland and see the biggest raw uncut stone in the world. You know what I'm saying? I was able to look through that glass and just be like, damn, you know, at one point in time, the diamond didn't have no value. A lot of people don't know that. The De Beers made a value to a diamond because it was just a lot of stones that they had access to once they was over there. But in reality, how they sold a diamond and put a price on a diamond was through marriage. So a lot of people don't know that. So that's why for me, it's like, I don't need no paperwork and no court to tell me who I need to be with for the rest of my life and all that. Because the ploy was to put a price on the diamond. So when y'all get off of this, go to YouTube or Google the De Beers marketing plan. It's like they marketing plan. That's how they marketed the diamond, to put a price on the diamond. And they started it off with the commercial of the proposal with the ring. And that's how they put a price on diamonds, man.
Damn.
Wow. Ain't that crazy?
Well, see, that's real crazy. I didn't know. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So you taking a stone, a gem that was priceless. Keep in mind, you taking a stone that was priceless. Now you putting a price on it to make people kill each other over it. But in reality, it's just a piece of glass. It's a piece of glass, and it's and to mold it is wax that's hardened, shaped, detailed, but it's not worth your life.
Right. But I mean, that's a choice that we make when we do each other. You know what I'm saying? Like when the cocaine hit, you know, some of the homies didn't have it, but when they saw the money that was being made in it, this when we start doing each other. You know what I'm saying? And it's been like that ever since. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, my whole point is we have to find some type of way to get back to the earlier days, how motherfuckers respected each other and seeing each other in a different value than we do now. We really don't give a fuck about each other today.
So, we gotta cherish life more. Cherish life.
And it shouldn't take us to get old to start seeing shit. So if we start teaching these youngsters and showing them a different way, like a lot of guys in Chicago, I know they see, you done been everywhere. And I saw that. And, you know, getting that passport, I just, I went last year at 54, able to see something like way across in another motherfucker on the other side of the planet. I went to Australia. And it was like, you know, just listening to how you was explaining it, I went through the same thing, just seeing how other people live. You don't see the obesity and the obese. You don't see none of that shit. These people, I seen 60, 70-year-old women at 7 in the morning at the beach doing yoga and shit. And you know, in Australia, they got these hills. You just ain't been to walk flat land. And
right.
They walking with strollers and ain't out of breath. Here,
right.
we are like fucking sick for real. We are out of shape the whole nine. And just to live that and just go to different places, man, it was like, I wish I could go to places you've been, you know, like seeing, what's his name, Dr. Sabi?
Sabi, yeah, Dr. Sabi.
Man, I know that was a fucking experience, man.
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's a whole nother, like, that's like a whirlwind, you know what I'm saying? Here, but once again, me being raised to respect and listen to your elders, right, wrong, indifference, and you are able to decide if they guiding you the right way or the wrong way.
Right.
So for me to get the knowledge that here this man is reversing all these critical illnesses. How am I not going to listen to him? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That was my whole thing. Like, he reversing all these illnesses, and he's saying, take this out your diet, take that out your diet. And just like, now I'm going to say this. When I was there, right? Now he said.
You're back.
This after he passed. Hey, I wanted to ask y'all something. Like, when I swipe out of here, when you was talking, James, was you able to still see me?
No, it went after you did that, it went to still, but I still, me and him still going, so yeah, it's still good.
Okay, because I was trying to see if I could multitask that and respond through text. And still talk, but so don't worry about it. Okay, so go to there, man. The brother, 83, 84 years old, man, with 1 year old kids, man. And I mean, well, I know that our sperm is good to the day we die. I know that, but right. I'm saying this man having an erection at 83 and 84 years old. You see what I'm saying?
So he was like for real. I hear Nick Cannon. And how Nick Cannon talk about him and respect him. But, I mean, like, I'm a diabetic, man. What I need to do to cure this shit? Because taking these shots is a motherfucker. So if I can fix that, how to quit smoking cigarettes?
Yeah. See, he got all that. It's herbs that'll kill those. I think it's called the shellaxin. I'm not sure, but I think so. It's herbs that'll kill those urges, that'll fight off that nicotine and make you don't even crave it. You know what I'm saying? Now, he got some sons and grandkids out in L.A., you know what I'm saying, that I can refer you to. But then another thing, it was like, that was another thing that he was dealing with, trying to get, I think, the family out of Atlanta, or maybe Atlanta and New LA, to stop using his name. So, you know what I'm saying? I was telling Nick that if he needed some help from me, you know what I'm saying, for the documentary, I would assist him, because the daughter that has the estate now, I could have put him in tune with.
Right.
So, you know, but once again, bro, it's like, because I posted the trailer, and the trailer got about 30,000 views on my page. You see what I'm saying? But right. That's because a lot of people know me from being over there in his house. You see what I'm saying? Right. Now, Nick, I hope, once again, that it's not one of those testosterone situations and feeling like not bringing me in on the situation to something you know that's near and dear to me as well.
Exactly. You stayed at his house.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
You had a bond with him for real.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and then my man Gravy out of Virginia, he was his traveling chef. So when Dr. Sabe used to travel over here and do his lectures, Gravy would go along with him. You know right. what I'm saying? And make his food, just like he have his niece and his nephew, Mike, and the other nephew, he moved to, I think he living in Canada right now. But, man, it's like, he helped his nephew. His nephew had got bit by a snake. Saved the nephew. Like, bro, it's serious, man. It's like, Everybody want to make something a suit-type situation, and it ain't no suit. It's when you study the body, you know what works for the body. You know if you eat too much salt, you're going to have high blood pressure. So you just eliminate the salt out your diet. You know what I'm saying? So for you, you perfect because you have the illnesses that we all suffer from. So you are the testimonial. You feel me?
Right.
Like I had a brother that I was going over there with. We were supposed to stay for 2 months, but we stayed for 3 weeks. Rest in peace to Jamal, right? So he called me today. He called me today because he was in a penitentiary in Philly. But he from Watts. He from Watts, though. But he grew up in Philly, back and forth. So he was Allen Iverson's accountant for like 17 or 13 years. You probably know Maul, light-skinned. He used to have long braids. Jamal, they used to be with AI every day. So long story short, because his mama, everybody, they from LA, from Allen Watts. So he gave me a call today, and like, bro, I just went and had my last treatment, chemo. They can't do nothing else. They gave me 60 days to live. Bro, I ain't kissed my kids, hugged nobody. I ain't do nothing. I got that up there next day on a flight and told him to meet me in Honduras, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was documenting it. I was documenting his trials. So before he left home, he was bedridden, couldn't get up, in a wheelchair and all that. When we got over there, bro, and they got to work and getting them together, man, that man up, y'all. He walking. He dancing. We playing dominoes. The whole thing, James, and I'm seeing this in front of my eyes. That was another brother, because, you know, it's a whole village. It's a village with cottages, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's people from all over the world that be there. So it was a brother over there that was paralyzed, couldn't walk. So he went to the thermal pool, his wife in the thermal pool with him. And she stepped on his foot. So he holler out, ouch. He like, ouch. So she like, ouch, what you hollering ouch for? He say, you stepping on my feet. Bro, she burst out in tears. She couldn't believe it. And he had got shot up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But he was able to walk again, man. She cried.
What you think the problem is? People just, I mean, that'll hurt a lot of industries, like pharmaceutical shit.
Of course.
People follow that.
Why you think stuff like this is going on right now with Corona?
Right.
It's population control, bro. It's always been population control.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For us, with all the people that was killed, trying to was avoiding the slave trade, because we don't talk about the millions of people that jumped off the boat in the water. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and then you got people that like the Holocaust and all that. It always was a population controls type situation. Abortion, you know what I'm saying? It's always been a population control plan in effect for forever.
So, right.
And in today's society, everybody's smoking weed and strung out on cigarettes. So who is falling victim the most and who ill? Everybody that has what? Upper respiratory infections.
Exactly.
Or upper respiratory issues because from smoking. So all the tragedies are basically coming from them, because what it's doing is attacking your lungs. What the tobacco doing? Attacking your lungs.
Exactly.
So those are the people that they feel like they basically playing Russian roulette with their life, because on a pack of cigarettes, the Surgeon General tell you cancer, this, that, and the other, and people still smoke. So you
think
this what I'm saying? So it's like you think I should care that this virus gonna kill you? You already was killing yourself.
Right.
But you killing yourself is costing us. You killing yourself is costing us. You costing the government. To help you with this hospital, help you with your insurance. You see what I'm saying? You costing us.
Right.
So everybody.
Well, I definitely need you to get that link for me, because I really need. Man, I've been smoking these since I was 18. going to jail, to prison, and I've been out of prison since 1988, and I can't quit smoking these motherfuckers. Every time I get mad or feeling a certain kind of way, I need a camera. It straightened me out. So, man, definitely hooked me up with how to quit, leave them motherfuckers alone.
So what I'm gonna do, I posted it. I don't know if you're on my Instagram page, but I posted the food guide, the nutrition guide from Dr. Sabin. I sent it to your phone or however y'all, how you want to do it. But I posted it on my page. It's a yellow thing. You got to screenshot it. And that's the whole list of the things to eat. But far as the herbs, I got to find out which shop. Because, you know, they'll send it to you straight from Honduras, too. But, right. You know, I find out which sibling or grandchild or son that's in L.A., and you go right to their shop. Now, I'm going to tell you where you can go. Is that on Crenshaw? I just was in there, too. It's a health food store.
On Market?
It's the big restaurant that sit on the corner in CVS right across the street, and that cleaner's right across the street.
I think I know what you're talking about. That might be Market, James.
This the only thing about when you doing these interviews, and if you was on live, somebody would have told me right away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a vegan store. It's a vegan it's like a Jamaican type spot.
Yeah, I think I've seen that place before.
Is it on Slosman? Damn, I was just there, man. And they sell everything in there too.
Okay. Well, just send me the hookup, and once I get this, because we got one of the guys that his name is Ed Potts. He's been about 13, 14 months now. And, you know, the issues and the shit that I be having going on, it requires for me to smoke so I can stay sane. You know, I just lost a cousin, you know, due to this corona shit, you know, and she was 41. You know, young, you know, and it just killed me because we just buried her mom's February the 5th. And death is hitting my family like a motherfucker. And it's just taking a toll. I don't think if I wasn't smoking a cigarette, I probably lost my mind right now. But it's definitely time for me to quit these motherfuckers. And I just need to find a way.
I'm good, brother. I'ma send Steele the herbs to cleanse your lungs from this cigarette smoke. I'ma send him that right now. I'ma send him the Dr. Sabin's nutrition guide. And I'ma find out exactly where the location to where you can go to his grandson or his son's shop in LA.
Man, I would appreciate it. Boy, you just saved my life. Shit.
Oh, for sure. Hey, look, all you gotta do from this point, once you get them herbs in you, bro, and change your diet, just start going to Runyon Canyon. Going to Runyon or wherever you want to work out at. You know what I'm saying? But you'll meet so many like-minded people in that area. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because everything is right there, like all the vegan shops and everything is right there. But I'm about to send him the herbs I'm going to send him the herbs to help you cleanse your lungs from the smoke, from cigarette smoking. It kills the urges. So I'm going to send you that. I'm going to send you the list, the whole list of if you're going to go alkaline, because you're going to have to alkaline your body to reverse that diabetes and all that.
Okay.
So just a lot of stuff off my mind, get you some sea moss, I mean, I'm a phone call away too, bro. So yeah, I don't care what time it is, just call me. I'm always give you.
I'm gonna make sure he got your hookup.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you get you some sea moss. You know that the sea moss give you 92 minerals out of the 102 minerals, 94 or 92 minerals out of the 104 minerals your body need.
Okay.
So make sure you get the sea moss. That's very important. And that probably help kill them urges too. So the sea moss is a necessity for sure. And you want to build your immune system up to the fullest. So once you start alkalining your body, get you some alkaline water, and you know what I'm saying, you're going to just be eating fruits, vegetables, and grains for a minute. You know what I'm saying? For a while. But
right.
You can wean yourself off of the, if you eat beef, if you eat pork, throw all that out the window easy. You know what I'm saying? Because for me, I don't eat beef, pork, or seafood, or no dairy products.
What's wrong with seafood?
It got too much iodide in it. You see what I'm saying? So you don't want that shit in your bloodstream.
No more damn fish, woman. I don't want it.
Yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So once you got to realize you got to cleanse yourself from the inside out.
Right, right.
Like your gray hair start coming back black and everything, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because it's restoring cells. A lot of your cells is being restored.
That's cool. Well, you see how young JoJo look.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day.
Hold on, brother. I ain't going to ask your age because that your birthday, man. How old are you?
I'm 44.
Man, that's a blessing, man.
Well, shit, I'm 55 Friday.
Yeah.
I'm 55. I'll be 55, man, and I want to stay here because, you know, I got a three-year-old over here. I got to be here 4.
Exactly. And you know what's crazy? Dude, this is the first interview I ever told my age on.
Man, yeah, that's great. But you know what the thing is, though, brother? That's one thing we have as black people. I've noticed these young people, man, they act like getting old is like, you know, we in the grand scheme of things, ain't none of us old. It's just that we so used to losing people in their 20s, man, and, you know, 30s. So by the time you get to be a 30-year-old man, African-American community, they calling you OG.
Right. And that's what I've done. You know, I outlived one of my sons. I outlived my mother and my father. So to that degree, I done it. You know, it's 7 continents. I'm covering 6. It's 195 countries. I'm over 147 and all the indies. So I done lived life, bro. Like, however, if they wanted to play them Corona games, I'm at peace. You know what I'm saying? I'm at peace.
You done been there. You done been there.
Yeah.
So I know your phone going off and you got a lot of shit you got going on, man. So we're gonna let you go on and do your thing, your daily things. Man, I appreciate you listening to you. I was telling Norm how we have similar situations in life, but we handle them totally different in a different manner. But, man, we appreciate you, JoJo Capone. And, man, we might have to do a part. Well, we're going to have to do a part 2 because I know a lot of people going to get a kick out of listening to what you got to say.
And, for sure.
And, man, we appreciate you, man. Gangsta Chronicles, appreciate you. So, man, you have a good day, a happy birthday, and hope to talk to you again, brother.
Salute to Gangsta Chronicles and both of y'all for having me, James and Steel. And I'm sending him over those for you now. And I'm gonna get the address to the shop where you can go in and get everything you need.
Man, if they open, I'm going right to them.
I'm about to call right now.
And just to let the people out there know, JoJo does have a podcast coming to Digital Soapbox Network. The Grimy League podcast, that'll be coming soon. This coronavirus actually has the shows held hostage right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be getting those shortly. But man, this is going to be a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, man, to hear sex, to hear wisdom. You know what I mean? Which is rare in this day and age.
Salute. So I'm about to send it to y'all now.
All right, brother. You have a good one.
All right, y'all too.
All right, peace.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.